This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Have a Go Days from British Blind Sports are a great way to get hands-on with a range of different sports. The next events are coming up in Cambridge, Derby and Berkshire. And British Blind Sport Participation Officer Vicky Cook joins us now. Welcome in, Vicky.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Really well, thanks. Well, what can you tell us about the Have a Go Day taking place on the 9th of June in Cambridge?
Yeah, so we've got a really exciting event coming up at the Perth School in Cambridge. We've got a good variety of sports, including gold ball and football. And we've also got the sport of showdown, which a showdown club will be coming to Cambridge very, very soon. So we're looking to bring the sport to the Have a Go Day to gather up some interest and showcase that sport so that hopefully people want to join the club that is soon to be up and running.
What sort of people come out to the Have a Go Days? Do you need to have been sporty in the past?
No, so our Have a Go Days are targeted towards those people that might not have the confidence to go and go to a sporting session that's already running. We're trying to be that stepping stone between wanting to have a go and actually taking part. So we cater for all age groups from 5 and above. And for anyone in terms of whether you've been sporty before and want to just know what else is available for you, or someone who's just looking at starting their sporting journey and would like to understand what they can do and what the options are around them locally.
As you mentioned, lots of different activities to try at Have a Go Days. Is there one that's maybe most popular?
So we work really closely with Gold Ball UK, obviously a sport that's specifically designed for people with a vision impairment. So we really try and help them showcase Gold Ball as a sport. So that tends to be pretty popular. And then it runs the same pattern as a sort of mainstream sport as well. So obviously football is pretty popular. And judo also, in terms of when people actually have a go at it, they actually fall in love with it pretty quickly. There's very little adaptation to judo, so I really like putting that on at a Have a Go Day. But we're really hoping that the sport of showdown that we're trying to develop here at British Blind Sport is really going to take off soon, as we've got 8 new clubs developing around the UK.
And do those popular sports change for younger people taking part? Is there a difference in what they like to try?
Yeah, I think in terms of obviously difference in mobility and in terms of what children are exposed to, we see it again, it kind of runs the same pattern as I'd say mainstream sport. So budding young footballers, they want to know that they can play football and have a go at football, so obviously we've got various different adaptations for the sport. And then I suppose some of a more older demographic then start to want to play a bit of gold ball, or sometimes we have some dance or yoga or boccia, archery, things like that.
Have a Go Days are a great way to find ways to be more active. But do you think people learn about more than just sport?
Oh, yeah, massively. We tend to see a lot of families come to Have a Go Days. So parents, guardians, children, they can all talk to people that are in very similar situations to themselves, which they might not get an opportunity to kind of in everyday life. We've also experienced people that have met on a Have a Go Days and have stayed friends. So creating new social networks and friendships, which has been really, really, really lovely to understand.
And do people need to come dressed ready for a workout? Are there any requirements for what people wear or bring?
So we ask for people to obviously come in clothes that they'll be comfortable in participating in some movement. You don't necessarily have to have the new night kit, so don't worry about that. But as long as kind of appropriate clothing, appropriate shoes. We ask if anyone obviously brings some water, brings the foods that they like to eat across the day. And yeah, the rest we provide in terms of sports and organisation.
Well, where can we find out a bit more information and sign up to take part in Cambridge, Derby or Berkshire?
Yeah, so you can visit our website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk. We have a Get Active page, and under that page there is BBS events. So all of our events are listed on that page. You can also check out any of our social media, so Instagram and Facebook. We tend to pop each event on there separately so you can see where we have got our next Have a Go Day. Also, if you're a British Blind Sport member, it should all be in your annual newsletters as well.
British Blind Sport Participation Officer Vicky Cook, we wish you the best of luck with all of the upcoming events, and thanks for speaking to us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.